Today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We're holding the last word of Mem Zayin Omed Beis Boi, and we continue on to Mem Ches Omed Aleph Boi Ra Papa. As you recall, yesterday in the Gemara we had a mnemonic in the a simen in the parentheses, where the Gemara is going to ask a series of shailis of Rav Papa. Right? We had in the Omed Beis Beina Benayim Pashut Mokatz Pazar Koshav Rav Simen. So we already did a little bit in Rav Papa's Shaila, so we're continuing on further Shaila's of Rav Papa, both Lagabi Hilchos Kemitza, by a regular Karban Mincha, as well as by the Chafina of the Ketoidus by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks a series of interesting questions. Boy Rav Papa, Davke Lekoimitz B'doifane Demona Mai. We know that part of the way that you go and do bring a Karban Mincha is Karban Mincha in Mesechtes Menachos. The Gemara says that all the four avoidos of the Mincha are connected, the four avoidos by a behemah. Obviously by behemah there's a shechita and there's blood. You don't have shechita and blood by a Karban Mincha. If there's blood in the Karban Mincha, it's very, very problematic. Therefore, what is the kemitza similar to? Just like by the behemah, the first avoida is the shechita. The first avoida when it comes to the mincha is the kmitza. Why are these considered to be the same? Because just like by the shechita, what do you create? Create now two parts to this carbon. That part that goes on the mizbeach, which is the zrika, and the rest. I'm sorry.
The matir.
That's the matir, and then you have the shiraim, which is typically ne'echal. Of course, by an oiler, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. But even there, the dam is the matir to be able to put the rest of the oiler on the mizbeach. So therefore, by shechita, you have the matir and the nitar. You're dividing the behemah now into two. That part that has to go on the mizbeach, and that part that is nitar, either lachilas adam or lachilas mizbeach. Same thing by kemitza. Until now, you just had this flour. By taking the kemitza off, now kemitza is going to go on the mizbeach, just like the dam is going to go on the mizbeach. And then, except for a minchas koyin, a regular mincha, the shirayim will be nechal lebalim to not lebalim to the kehanim. So the point is that the taking of the kemitza is like the shechita. Now, what do you do by the shechita? The dam then gets niskabel in a mizrak. Here too, you take the kemitza and you put it into a klisharis. And just like by the dam, after it's niskabel in a klisharis, you take the dam hoylocha to the mizbeach. Here too, the kemitza in the klisharis, you take to the mizbeach. And just like by the dam, you do not the zrika on the mizbeach. Now you put the kemitza on the mizbeach. So therefore, you have a parallel of these four avoidas. Okay, so avoida number two, which means after the kemitza, you have to put the kemitza inside the kli sharis. Under normal circumstances, how do you put the kemitza in a kli sharis? Very simple. You open up the kli sharis, assuming it has a cover, open it up, and you put it in. Then we wouldn't have a shaila. This person wants to be a little bit different. We used to have here Chazen Hendler. Chazen Hendler used to refer to this as an ipcha mistabernike. Ipcha mistabernike means, if I can do something straight and I can do it crooked, why shouldn't I do it crooked? Well, anybody can do it straight. So here too, I'm sorry?
Even English.
Even English, but anyway, an interland, an ishka oberland. But anyway, the point is that instead of just putting the point is, instead of allowing the kemitza to fall to the bottom of the kli, he puts some sort of adhesive or glue in the inside of the kli sharis, so that the kemitza should now stick to the walls instead of falling to the bottom. We're now sticking to the walls of the side of the kli sharis. So the Gemara asks. But it's not al kapunim. This is nishka lechem apunim. This is not kemitza. Ah, sezuk tietz dimor. Rav Papa dav boy Rav Papa davki lekoimit bedefane dimana mai. He went and he stuck. He caused the kemitza to be attached to the walls of the kli sharis. What's the din? Toich kli ba'inan va'ika. The important thing is it's got to fall into the kli. There's no question about it that this kemitza is inside the kli. You see it in the kli. You got to do it like the Gemara said yesterday. The way normal people act, they don't go out and make me shigit sit right on the side. it falls to the bottom. That's a funny business. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Are you yoitzu with this or not? Take we got to wait till he knows he comes. So until he comes, everybody say, don't play any tricks. Let the kmitza fall to the bottom of the kli. Don't let it adhere to the sides of the kli. But look together. Okay, next Shaila. Boy Mar Baravashi. Now Tosis Be'emeson says that this really shouldn't come in here Bechlal, because we're talking about a series of Shailas of Rapope, not of Mar Baravashi. And in fact, Rashi, in fact, apparently is not goydis this whole Shtikl Gemara, because he doesn't say any comment on it. However, the identical Gemara is brought, as you will recall, on Daf Yud Aleph in Mesechtes Menachos, and that's, of course, the Mesechtes Menachos where we have all these types of Shailas, and therefore that Boi Mar Ravashi appears there very prominently. Since it appears among the Shailas of Rapapa, we bring it here too, even though this is not related Dafka to Rapapa. But it's a similar Shaila. Boi Mar Ravashi. Apche Lemana. What happens if we turn the Klisharis upside down? The davke le koimitz ba'ar isay de mana, and he attached the kmitza to the bottom of the mana. Mahu, what's the halacha? Hanocha besoicha be'inam va'ika. Do you need hanocha and you got it? I do hanocha b'tikana be'inam v'leka. What is the shaila? What's the exact shaila of the Gemara? So Rashi again is totally silent. See, the top Rashi doesn't mention a word about this shaila. The top Tosis says the reason why Rashi and others look at the top Tosis, look on the fourth line, says Uberoiv Svarim Lesser Labayd by Rashi. Rashi doesn't want to know. But now the question is, what was Ibshat? So the Rashi in Menachos Baruch Hashem is Mefarish, and for those of you that have the Moisef Rashi, we have the benefit of the Rashi Menachos being brought here in Mesechtes Yuma, Yevaldik. So if you look here on the left hand side, those of you that have Moisef Rashi, if you don't have the Moisef Rashi, don't bother looking for it. But if you have the Moisef Rashi, it says Barisei Demana Kigoin Shehoyle the Kli Beis Kibul Me Achoyrav Kimoi Shiyesh Bekaorais. In other words, many plates or many bowls, besides having the clay kibbel on the top, if you turn it over, it has a clay kibbel on the bottom as well.
To rest flat.
Yeah, to rest flat. Take, for instance, you take this cup. This cup, of course, has a clay kibbel from this side. Now, here it has a very small clay kibbel, but it's a shtickle clay kibbel, because you see it sticks out a little bit on the sides. This white cup, for instance, doesn't have a clay kibbel at all. Now imagine if this protruded a little bit, so it came out a little bit from all sides. So just like you could go and pour water in this side, you can go and pour water on this side too. Again, if it had a clay kibble. If it's totally flat, you pour water, the whole thing would just fall off, obviously. Aha. So now, the way the first shot of this Rashi learns is, instead of putting the kmitza directly into the klisharis normally, he turned the klisharis upside down, and now he went and put the mincha on top of it, in this base kibbel, me achoyrev. So now the question is, it's got to be betoich kli, it's inside a kli, it's holding very well. Of course, you have, there's a kli kibbel on top. On the other hand, kanamala mensch, a normal person doesn't do it that way, right? Normal people put it this way, not on the left. So that's the shaila of the Gemara, according to the first pshat of Rashi. Only problem with this pshat is that it says in the Gemara, afche lamana vidavke lekoimitz. Davke means to go and again to attach it, like we had in the previous Gemara. Davke. So what are you attaching? Instead of putting it in this direction, put it in this direction. And therefore, Rashi has a second shot. Look at the Rashi Baita. V'li nira, me'ar ata demona, shehofach hakli v'davke lekoimit ba'are demona mitoiche. Oh, an under meiser. It's similar to the Popish Shaila. That was, he put some sort of adhesive, but not on the sides. On the bottom of the kli. And then he poured the kmitza in the bottom of the kli. So what's wrong with that? The problem is, instead of leaving it straight up, then he put it upside down and it's holding like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
That's one side.
So now it's upside down. But the kmitza is not falling down because it's still inside. And it's not falling down because it's glued to the bottom. Very smart thing to do, right? I mean, every Klieger mensch does that. So that's what Gemara says. Moi Mama Ravashi. Afke la money. Turned it upside down. Vidavke la koimitz barisa de mana. But the kmitz's stack is still inside the kli. It's attached to the kli. It's not falling off. It's staying there nicely. Mao anocha besoicha be'ina ba'ika. It's certainly munach besoicha. I do manocha kitakana be'ina ba'leka. People don't normally turn the klisharis upside down and have it inside by attaching it to the bottom. Again, Teiku Nachum, we have to wait for Eliyahu Nevi to come and to tell us the answer.
So how will it go on the Mizbeach, let's say?
You'll have to go and take a lefel, you'll have to kratz it up to get it off. Otherwise, you're right, they come afraid to eat. After that, you can put it on the Mizbeach. So you'll have to take a knife or a lefel, you'll have to kratz it until it comes
off. The purpose of the lefel is to carry it to the Mizbeach.
Is that correct? It's not a normal match. A normal match is not gemacht. I mean, if we had a normal person, we could have skipped 5 minutes. We could have gone on. We have to have this highly getayda. And before that, boyra papa, maloy chofnav. Yivaisach to do a bekanti. The Gemara says mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, what happens if somebody on Rosh Hashanah was tekei al toich habor? Person took a tekiyah shofar and he blew inside the bar, and he heard it, and other people heard it through an echo. So everybody that learns that Gemara throughout the generations thought like this Gemara, what type of Meshigan is going and blowing inside a bar? He should be a Mismanish, he should be a oil of, well, what's going on? All the modern day Shilas, Lagabe telephones and Lagabe microphones. If somebody, for instance, somebody's never in the hospital and you want to go and lane for that person the Megillah on the telephone, or you want to go make Havdul on the telephone, the person hears every single word. All the modern day shailas, whether that is kosher or not, whether that's valid or not, all starts from that Gemara Teteach L'Teich Habar. So throughout all the generations, people thought, how did Chazal come up with all these crazy ideas? Why would anybody? No, because all of it is Allah Chalamaisa. There's another famous shaila which goes on nowadays, and that is, it says, what happens if a woman becomes pregnant by going to the mikveh, and there was zera of a man inside the mikveh, and that zera went into her body, and she became pregnant. Again, people look at it, wow, what a craziness, the person go mikveh them, blah, 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 blah. But all the modern day shailas, the gabi artificial insemination, all are based on those gemaras and those chazal. So what they would learn from people who attach the mincha to the sides, I don't know. But presumably, within another few hundred years, they'll find up some other funny hechatimtis, and they'll say, oh, the Makor is from this Gemara, so that's why all these Gemaras are important, although they sound somewhat extraordinary. And we continue on. Boy Rab Papa, the next shayl. Maloi chofnuf she'amru, mechukai segedushas. Now we're leaving Kemitza, we're back to our sugya of chafina. And what's chafina? Again, you have this large container, the Gemara called it yesterday a machta, full of ketoides. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands in and he fills his cups, his hands like cups, and now he takes it away, he puts it into a kaf, he takes it to Kodesh Kodashim. The question is, how much does he fill up his hands? Is it gedushas? Gedushas means it would be heaping, so therefore, although his hands end over here, but you have tremendous amounts still going on top like a triangle, going on like a pyramid, keeps on going up, that's gedushas. Or mechukas means that it's totally flat. So for instance, you fill this up, don't fill it up with water because it'll easily spill over, but you fill it up with sugar or something, sorry, or flour, and the flour keeps, or ketoides in this case, and it goes up like a nice pyramid, it goes up higher, so you could have another 2 or 3 inches above the level of the cup. That would be gedushas. Mechukas means it's exactly even, exactly level, nothing protruding from the top. Yeah?
Just to remember, Shmuel ben Kimchas, who had 4 cups and ketoides, I mean, could it possibly be that it was level? I mean, it must have been, it's, I mean, just...
He had big hands, give him a hand. Tremendous. Why was he so big? His mother's Zered. What was the Zered? Two pshatim.
What was it? It was
porridge.
Right.
The special cereal, or because the winnowing of the Zera of Ras. Zegat Kenaina, the Oilam Gedent. But the point is, this person was a giant. His big bands.
I was imagining, I'm thinking, okay, so it's Kedushas, it's piled up. I mean, you have 4 kavin, even large hands. I mean,
yeah, apparently his hands were so large that even Mechukais was already 4 kavin. Yeah, what's his gabba?
If he fills it up, 4 or even Mechukais, he puts his hand in, half of it pours out on the side.
Yeah, you're a bit.
I mean, it won't.
Yeah, gabba is incorrect, but not because it's like the mincha of his machta kmitza. Jetzt wegen der Teures mit der Chafina. Ein ungeheim mit der größeren Container filled mit Teures und nimmt er jetzt die 2 Hände and he has to fill up his 2 hands with the Teures. The question is, do we take the maximum even if it's piled up another 5 inches on top, or is it level smooth on top of the 2 hands? And that's the Gemara Shaila.
And that's the case. Who's leveling out?
The Skan is there and he's in charge. Okay. He's as the Mashgiach. So now the question is, Maloi Chafdav She'am Mechukais Oy Gidushais. In other words, nishtahin and nishtahe. What is tefufay? Says Rashi, the word tefufay comes from the word tzaf. Tzaf means that it's floating or swimming on top, which means not gedushois, a big heap, not mechukais level, abisalameh, like if you're making kiddush and Shabbos, sometimes you fill up the kos all the way, you'll see that it goes up another half a centimeter before it spills over. If you're careful, right, it can still go up. That's the amount. Abisalameh, look at the Rashi, I'm not making it up. The Rashi, third line to the top, tefufois, loshen dover tsaf, as if it's floating, begoivimat, abisalameh, it's a little bit more. So it's neither level nor a heaping tablespoon where it's going up like a pyramid. Abyssal meh. So that's the psak by the Maloi Chofta. Tanan Husa. Okay, now we get off on a tangent, abyssal, because we're going to come back to our Maise Chafina shortly. Says the Gemara. Tanan Husa. We learned in the Mishnah. With some galant in the Mishnah, we had this Gemara already before in Zvachim, of course. Nishbech Adam al Ritzba Vasofay Posel. Menakli al Ritzba Vasofay is kosher. This is a din of Kabbalah Sadam. Kabbalah Sadam means at, during the time of Shechita, a kohen should be sitting there, standing there with a mizrak and ready to go and be mekabel the dam from this animal. What happens if the blood falls on the floor? The question is, when did it fall on the floor? Did it fall on the floor before it reached the Mizrak? In other words, the Kohen got there too late, or he didn't hold the Mizrak properly, and all the dam of the Shechita spurted out onto the ground? Or did the blood go into the Mizrak the way it's supposed to, but en route to the Mizbeach? Whilst the Kohen's carrying it, unfortunately he stumbled, and he tripped, and boom! The ganze mizrak fell down and all the blood spilled out on the ground. So he's saying to himself, well, it doesn't make a difference. Huh? It's a big difference. The Chamishnah. Which they done the Mishnah? Nishbech adam al haritzpa. If the dam initially from the tzavor habehema fell down, spilled out, burst out, spurted out al haritzpa directly onto the floor, vasafa, and now he collected it from the floor, pusel, no good. However, mina kli al ritzba, initially when the blood spurred out, it went directly into the kli like it's supposed to, and then only afterwards the kli spilled over and fell on the ritzba. But Sofi, now you collect it together, kusha v'yusha.
That's what the kohen
would do. They did, yeah, exactly. So now the question is, mina amili, how do I know there's a difference? To us laymen, it's all the same. Blood is on the floor. I collect it. But there's an afkimen. Mina amili. Says Mar Detan Rabbanu Shteitan Bazoin the pusik. V'lokach midam hapar. Now the exact lashon is v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach midam hapar. V'hevi oisel oil maid. He has to take midam hapar. So the Gemara darshins number one. What means midam hapar? Midam hanefesh v'loy midam ha'or v'loy midam hatamtzis. That's drasha number one. It's got to be the dam of the par itself. Of the par itself means of the essence of this par. So what's the essence? When a person shechs, the initial blood that comes out is dam ha'or. Dam ha'or is, think of lahavdil, if any of us ever gets a cut, halavai, we don't get cuts, but from time to time we get cuts, we get paper cuts, whatever, you get a cut and it starts bleeding. Is that dam ha'nefesh? Is the person chas v'shalom mesukan, then who knows? Nah, so blood comes out from the ha'or. In other words, what we would call a superficial wound, a superficial cut. So the initial blood that comes out when you first cut the tzavar, the neck of the animal, before you reach the two simanim, all you've done is you've cut through the hote, through the skin. That skin, of course, it bleeds, just like if you cut your own skin, it bleeds. But that's not the dam that we're talking about to be makabel for purposes of the zrika. But rather the dam ha'nefesh. Dam ha'nefesh means that blood that spurts out at the time, if any of you ever saw a shechita, at the time that they go and shecht the two simanim, huge amounts of blood, like 5, 10, 20 gallons, all come out bursting and pouring out, and that's what you got to go and collect together in the mizrak. And then you have what's called the dam ha'tamtzis. Dam ha'tamtzis means that after the initial spurting and rushing out of dam, then you have dam that you kind of just drizzles and dribbles out by little drops and drips after the main dam ha'nefesh has come out. That dam ha'tamtzis is also not the dam ha'par. Dam ha'par means the essence of the neshama, of the guf of this par, and therefore you're already beyond that. This par is already hulach loyloma, if you will. So therefore, v'loch midam ha'par, it's got to be the dam ha'par, midam ha'nefesh, v'loy midam ha'or, v'loy midam ha'tamtzis. Okay, that's drasha number one, which really has nothing to do with our sugya. But the next part is very important. We all to dash midam ha'par, dam mehapar yikablenu. Dam mehapar yikablenu means that the Kabbalah Sadam may not be from the ritzba, from the floor. The Kabbalah Sadam has to be mehapar. Now I'm going to let you out on a secret, which the Gemara is going to tell us in another five lines, that the basis of this drasha is that the Gemara understands the words midam apart. Parshipshat, midam, the word mem is like mitzas, min hadam, and therefore the pasuk is saying is, you don't have to take all the dam. You just got to take midam, some of the dam. 10%, 20%, 50%, 80%, you don't need the whole 100%. That would be the Poshet Ivra. However, the Gemara is going to tell us that that's impossible because there's another Poshet that says, the ace, kol dam hapar yishpoich. Kol dam hapar, you need all the blood. So what means then, mi dam hapar? So the Chazal is forced as a result to say that we do a little bit of surgery on these two words. What's a surgery? We take the mem from the word mi dam, take that mem away, add it now to the next word, hapar. And we read it as if it says, v'lokach dam mehapar. So you have to make sure to take the blood from the par, not from the flar, but from the par. Take it from the par and not from the flar. That's the drosh of Chazal. Nochmo. Look to Yimar. Midam hapar, dam mehapar yikablenu. It's got to be from the par itself into the mizrak. These all kedaita, if you're going to go tell me midam hapar. Midam v'afil mikzas dam. Maybe midam means some of the blood, which is a pashut pshat. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a kabbal, so she kabbalas. Called on my shopai, need the entire blood. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, the ace call. Dam hapar yishbach el yisoy mizbach hu oil. The Gemara leaves that the last word, mizbach hu oil. Anyway, so what I see from this, that mi dam doesn't mean some of the dam. So what does it mean? Elishma mina my mi dam hapar, dam me hapar yikablenu. The kasava goyrin, goyrin means we subtract, we remove. Umoisifin and we add the darshin. So therefore, we took off the mem from midam, we added it to hapar, and now it's dam mehapar. Bottom line is, from this I see that if you are mekabel the dam in a mizrak, even though it spilled afterwards on the ritzpah, it's fine because this blood was niskabel mehapar. However, if the blood fell down immediately on the ritzpah before it fell into a kli, then I didn't take dam from the par, I took dam from the floor. Down from the floor is pusel, it's no good. That's the base of this chazal. Was it here? Where the Gemara says it, it's not, you don't find this on a regular basis, but this is not the first time, it's not the only time. You have other goyim with sifam adash. Anyway, all of this is fascinating. What does it have to do with us? Everything. Because boyirapapa, now that we have this background, what's the halacha of nispazer haktoiris mimlei chofnov mahu? Wow. Now, left unsaid is, what about a more common problem? And that would be l'chor the kmitza. What happens if by every single kar mincha on a regular day, the kohen takes the kmitza with the three fingers, he's supposed to put it in the kli shareis, guess what happens? Instead of it falling in the kli shareis, it falls on the floor, can he go now take it from the floor and put it into the kli shareis? The Gemara is silent about that. Why did the Gemara ask that? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, because that's a davar poshut, that the four avoides of kmitza are parallel to the four avoides of the dam. And just like by the dam, if the dam doesn't get into the kli, but it falls to the ritzbah, it's curtains, no good. Same thing is, if the kmitza doesn't fall into the kli, it falls on the ritzba, is no good. So that wasn't even a shaila. Because the four, the shchita, kabbalah, haylocha, and zrika, is keneged the kmitza, kabbalah, haylocha, and haktar. Exactly the same. But chafin is a very different story. Chafin, we don't say that these four are voidless. So the question is, what happens now? You have the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol took a Malei Chofnav with his two hands. And what is he supposed to do with the Malei Chofnav? All of that is supposed to be brought on the in the Kodesh Kodashim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, on putting it on top of the Gecholim, so it makes a beautiful Osher and the Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem. What happens if some of that Ketoiris falls out of his hands on the Ritzpah? Can he now retrieve it and take it as part of the Ketoiris? Or by the fact that it fell onto the Ritzpah, it's invalid. Is it as if it fell from the Tzavar Behemoth, so to speak? Or is it fell out from the Klisharis? And that's going to be the shalina. Some of the ketores spilled out, scattered from his handfuls. Since there was no kli, it was just the two hands. From the hands, it fell onto the floor. It's as if it fell from the tabar behema onto the floor, and so therefore it's possible. what you're going to have to do is redo it or bring new ketores, where this ketores is invalid. Or maybe these hands have a toira of a klisharis. Why does it have a toira of a klisharis? Because you remember the Gemara said yesterday that meikar hadin, this person should have, this koyin gudul, should have taken the toira in his two hands and taken it straight into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why did he put it into a kaf? Right? The Gemara said yesterday put it into a kaf. Said the Gemara, because it's efshir. Because most kehanim gedolim only have two hands. You would have to have three hands altogether. Two hands to go and hold the Malay Chofna of Titus, and another one to hold the Machta. I let him go in twice, put the Machta in first, and then go and bring in the Titus. Havo achas amarachmana, only one avo, nishkat zvaya voice. So let him go and take a level amount, or a little bit more than level, like we said in the Gemara, it's got to be tfufois, floating, and go and put the Machta on top of the two hands, on top of the Titus. Says, well, what's going to happen in the Kodesh Kedoshim? How is he going to remove it? I'll let him go and take it with his teeth. With his teeth. He wouldn't do that. So there's no Aitza. So what does he have to do? He has to put it inside the Kli. Why do we take Abstafka Kaf? We learn it from the Nisim. We learn it 12 times by the 12 days of Nisan, and by Hanukkah we learn it at least 8 times. Vusid de kaf, kaf achas, asarazo, malay ktoiris, the ktoiris went into a kaf. But that's not Me'ikah Dedina. Me'ikah Dedina is supposed to be malay chofnav. So therefore, maybe the malay chofnav, his hands have the status of a klisharis. And therefore, it's as if the ktoiris was now niskabel in the klisharis of these two hands. It falls on the floor. It's good. Just like when the dam fell from the klisharis onto the floor.
Maybe that's like
the mitzvah. It's up to chazishayin. It's a good. And those ishali from the gemara. So when it falls from his hands, is it like falling directly with the tzavar behema? Or do we say that his hands now are transformed into a klisharis? That's mekadesh the ktoiris by taking in his hands? And therefore, it fell out from the klisharis. So it's still kusha v'yusha, just like when the dam falls out of the klisharis.
When you pick it up from the floor, it can't be a molei chofnov. It's impossible.
Why can't it be a molei chofnov?
You can't pick up from the floor the exact amount when you take off from the, when he takes it out.
Let's say the whole thing falls down. He had a total molei chofnov. The whole thing falls down, and now he takes it together. Right to molei chofnov. He fills his hands up again. Right? He had full of ketoiris, falls to the ground, he picks it up again. It's boira papa, nochmo. Nispaz ketoiris mim molei chofnov mal. Some of the ketoiris spilled out from his molei chofnov. What do you do? You don't think it's have a behemah dummy, absurd. It's as if it fell, it's have a behemah, no good. It never fell into a klisharis. Oh, you demik a klisharis, I mean, maybe the hands themselves have a status of klisharis. And therefore, veloi psul, it's not possible, it's kusha, like the dam that spilled out of the mizrik. Take we'll wait, fellow, you and the
why do you insist that chafina is parallel to kmitza and to zevach?
Yeah.
That's the start of the whole question.
Yeah.
Why do we have to even assume it? It's not a kmitza. It's a chafina. It's a ketores.
Guess what? The Gemara didn't mention the word of kmitza at all. I just mentioned it because the Gemara before had it parallel. The Gemara didn't mention kmitza at all.
It didn't come from the law.
What's the
difference between
that
kmitza? Similar expressions like
malo kmitza. The Gemara learned that malo malai. The Gemara is going to ask that question right now. You can have your question in a minute. Zorgi Maria Zweiter. Boy, Rapapi, Chom Nocha Seile.
I got to say, you could do the same thing.
Rabdubit, no, you're doing beautifully. Now we have Nocha Seile. Remember, Rapapa had a series of Shailas. We can't get stuck with one because we have Weiter. Just like Rapapa didn't say, okay, I have a Shaila, I'm stuck, I can't go further. Rapapa said, okay, Shaila, give Weiter, go to the next Shaila. So we're going to do the same thing. What's the next Shaila? Boy, Rapapa. Chishev bechafinas ketoris mahu. Chishev doesn't mean that he was thinking about the daf. That wouldn't be so bad. The problem is he had a machshava of lehaktir es haketoris chutz lizmanoi. Can you imagine a kohen gadol? Ah, what a kohen gadol.
The Chizur was saying before about kavana during all the avodas. See, not that he has time for regular kavana, he's in time for a kavana mefagelis.
Exactly. See, he wants to be mefagel. Everybody knows from Masechtas Vochem and Menuchas what means pigel. Pigel means that the kohen was, he's doing the avoda, one of the four avodas. He has in mind to do something with his carbon. Chutz lizmanai or chutz lemekoymai. Now, what's the chutz lizmanai? Usually, chutz lizmanai means that you're only allowed to go and eat in a carbon. Lemusha, the yom v'layla, and he decides he's going to eat it lishnei yom v'layla echad. In other words, he's going to eat a chatas as if it was a shlomim. Beturach nish. So, avada, eating it after the zman, that's an iser of noiser. But even having the machshava to eat it chutz lizmanai, that's a machshava hamifageles. That makes the carbon into pigul. So now the question is, do you have the same concept, the same machshava, when it comes to chafinas k'toyres? He's putting the k'toyres together. Now what are you going to do with this k'toyres now? You got to be makter it in the Kodesh Kodashim. And this guy, for whatever reason, again, nishkan amala mensch, he says, you know what? I intend being makter this k'toyres not today. I'm going to be makter it tomorrow. I'm going to be makter the k'toyres tomorrow. So therefore, since he has in mind to be makter it tomorrow, he has in mind to go be makter it tomorrow. The question is, I want him to go and tell us the haguas on the bottom in case we lose anything else. He should be able to be moider for shin nashalas. Anyway, so the point is that if you are makter, if you're going to be makter the k'toyres on Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur, of course that is not a good thing to do. You have to be makter the k'toyres on Yom Kippur itself. So this Kohen Gadol had in mind, I'm going to be makter the k'toyres tomorrow, which is a pigul machshava. The question is it takim mefagel the korban mal? Mi amrinan yalef meloy meloy mi mincha. Should we learn up the drasha meloy meloy? Where does it say meloy meloy? So we already brought this already yesterday, Migmar. It says by a karban mincha, the heirim hakoyin mi menu meloy kumtsoy. That's by a karban mincha meloy kumtsoy. And here when it's talking about Yom Kodesh, for lukach meloy amachta kachle eish mi al mizbech lefnei Hashem umeloy chafnav. Anyway, so here it says Maloy and here says Maloy. Just like by Kemitza, Kemitza is like Shchita. Pshas, if the coin does the Kemitza. He has in mind, I'm going to be makted this Kemitza tomorrow. Or he has in mind that we're going to eat this Mincha tomorrow. These are all Machshavas HaMefaglois. Same thing over here. If he has in mind to go and be makted the Kemitza tomorrow, it's Pigle. You learn Maloy, Maloy. Or mahos mahani machshava, hachanam mahani ba machshava. Oylei ab efshenisht. What's the efshenisht? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. The efshenisht is because this is not an avoida. When do we say that the machshava is mafagel if it's done b'shas one of the four avoidas? B'shas the kemitza, b'shas the kabbalah, b'shas the hilocha, b'shas the zrika or the haktara. But if he stam has a machshava before or after in the middle, but not during one of the avoidas, it doesn't puzzle. Here
why
too.
Why did you just say puzzle rather than pigle? What does pigle have to do with it? It's not pigle, it's
if notice that the Gemara uses
pigle usually overnight.
The Gemara doesn't use the term pigle or puzzle. I'm just using it because it's that's the expression of Masechta Zvachim. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. But look, the Gemara just asks Mahani ba machshava or loy Mahani ba machshava. So I have to explain what machshava. We're not talking about a machshava of I'm going to do it with Shem Shemayim and Kedusha b'Tahara. And the machshava is to go and answer it by being
more like a machshava kutzlis
lekalmos and whatever. But bottom line is he had a bad machshava. Listen to Gabriel.
And what happens eventually is he didn't do it at all. He had a machshava, but he did the right thing.
If he had
I look at him. What did he do?
If you have a machshava of pigle. When a person has a machshuva pigel, the k'toyres becomes pusel. Pusel means it's no longer eligible, no longer qualified. What would you have to do? You have to do a new chafina, a new k'toyres. Because this k'toyres, it's as if it became tomei. What happened if the sheretz fell onto the k'toyres? Becomes tomei. No good, you got to start from square one. Here too, if pigel is mafagel, if this machshuva makes it pigel, no good, and you'd have to go and bring brand new k'toyres and do a new chafina. You might have to bring a new kohen gadol also. The kohen gadol shouldn't have nochemul azash shlechta machshava. But the point is, it was invalid, no good. Start again. So that's the murshal. Mahusam hani ba machshava hokan hani machshava. Omer v'sim varashle papa toshima. Let's try to be poishit. How we do poishit? Hoy sefer abakiva. And the side it says Hasoilis Vaktoiris Valavoina Vagichulim Shem Nugat Fulyoim Miktas and Pasleskulim. This Hoser of Akiva is in the Mishnah in Chaim Bakoidish and Mesechus Chagiga. At the end of Mesechus Chagiga, you have several blat which are all very gishmak, all about Hilchis Tumah V'Tahara. And this Tumah V'Tahara, it says there in the Gemara that the Chazal made a number of ma'alois, a number of special chumris midrabanan in Hilchis Tumah V'Tahara. And one of the chumras that they made was, is what happens if you have a kli, and the kli is full of or partially full of soilis, or ketoiris, or levoina, or gecholim, and a tvulyoim. Tvulyoim, what's a tvulyoim? Everybody remember what a tvulyoim is?
Yeah.
Someone who became tamei, he went to the mikveh, and he's waiting for Erev Shemesh, givaldi grib simcha, ah, mamish cooking with gas, and therefore the person is tvulyoim.
He's a mikveh guy.
That's how we know. Anyway, when does he become fully tahar after Erev Shemesh at night? What is the status of a tvulyoim? What din of tumah does he have? As a shayna yid, as a shayna letumah, shayna letumah. And so therefore he makes things into a shlishi letumah. Tell me, by chulin, is there such a concept of a shlishi letumah? No. Where do we find a shlishi letumah? Only by truma or by kodshim. Kodshim even goes one step further, all the way to a revi. Aha, okay. So this guy's a tvulyoim. So therefore he has a din of a shayni. What did he do? He touched ketoiris or levoina or gecholim. Rabbi said, what happens if you have lamushal a whole 5 pounds of sugar or 5 pounds of flour and the tvulyoim touches it? Does he touch every single particle of that sugar or of that flour? I'm sure you would all agree, no. He just touches whatever he touches. Underneath that top, you have another 4 or 5 pounds that he didn't touch at all. It's a very touchy situation. So now, if you're going to go and tell me that one particle touches the next particle, touches the next particle, after one particle, the tumor won't continue beyond that, because the maximum you get to Revi. And the bottom particle is already 1 million particles down below. By that time, it's two or legamri mahadim and mahadim. However, there's a dimid rabbanon. This is one of the malois of kodesh azvos. That if you have a kli shoris, not a stomach kli shoris, and within the kli shoris you have all of this, not the sugar, but you got soilis, or you got kmitza, you got ketoidis, or you got levoina, you got kecholim, in nuggets for yom b'miktsas, and he touched part of it, pasal's going, the whole thing becomes pasal. It doesn't become tome, because remember, tome would mean that it transmits tome further, it becomes pasal. Fine, it becomes pasal. Alright, anyway.
Mentions
Gecholim. Right.
Gecholim
are not even Roy Lachila.
Right.
I think more elsewhere said a special drushes to go and say by Eitzim the Gecholim that they're Mekabel Tumah, even though they're not Roy Lachila. It's incorrect. It's considered because Achilles Mizbeach, because since you have Gecholim.
So
Teshmei Achila also said.
Why is it that you have bottle Mitzosi, bottle Kulay?
Yeah, yeah.
And over here you want to make a differentiation that just a little bit you understand shouldn't affect the whole thing.
Because Tumah V'Tahara is special malice. Taka Minarais Midarais, you're right. Midrabonim gemacht special dinim of Tumah V'Tahara. Anyway, I'm sorry. Nachum was up there.
Kara Achas Mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Kara Achas Mayor. Right. I think he more uses that for nasmachta, that one kara together unites it, but it's not the arises. It's Rabban. It's a malice Rabban. Okay. Anyway, in Nogat for Yoim, Miktos the pasul is cool, and he passes the whole thing. And by the way, this is halacha only by kli shoreis. Kli shoreis, because the kli shoreis makes it all into kodesh. Because otherwise, if it's just a regular kli, all of this is just chulin stuff. By chulin stuff, would it become tamei?
No.
It stops a sheni, and he's alone a sheni. Yeah. A sheni touches everything; it remains sheni. Nothing happens. Kodesh a sheni can't transmit tumah b'chum. It's only because of kli shoreis. Fine. You're adding now another nekuda, but you're right. Okay, continuing on. Says Igmar, what do I see from this Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga that a Tvul Yoim can go and passel the soilis metik toidis metilavoina the bavurim halten zwei shiris finintin? Kasol kedaitach, therefore the Gemara concludes, although the word kasol kedaitach usually means a sivena havamina, but this is one of those rare kasol kedaitach where the Gemara taka remains with this thought that mida posel Tvul Yoim, since it becomes posel through Tvul Yoim, like we just said, now posel nami lina, it must be that it becomes possible lina as well. What does it mean, possible lina as well? That if I have the mushal, the soilus inside the kli shoreis, or I have the ketoidus inside the kli shoreis, or I have the levoina or the gecholim, if I don't use them today, I wait until tomorrow, becomes possible lina. In other words, a concept similar to noiser, or similar to lina by dam. If you leave it too long without using it, it becomes possible. Aha, okay. So uminalina pasla, since it becomes possible lina, zotimara pasla nami machshava. Then the machshava's lina also pasled. What's the machshava's lina? Machshava's lina doesn't mean that I want to go to sleep. Machshava's lina means that I'm not going to be machter dictatus today. I'm going to leave it ibn nechtig, I'm going to leave it overnight and be machter it tomorrow. That's what we call a machshava's lina. Or It's not different than pigle. It's just another definition, just a synonym. Instead of saying machshav is pigle, we have a machshav or machshav is lina. But it's really the same thing. Aha. Anyway, so bottom line is machshav is lina does pasul. So what the Gemara concludes is that b'shas the chafina of the ketores, if the kohen gadol has in mind to go and be makdir it tomorrow, no good pasul, no good. That's the end of the shtickle. Now we start a new shtickle. Boy Rapapa. Rapapa continues on with his series of shaylos. Boy Rapapa chisha bechatoyes gicholim mahu. Now that we've concluded that there is this machsheves pigul or machsheves lina by the chafina, what happens if even earlier than that? What was I saying earlier than that? We know that the Kohen Gadol has to remove the Gecholim from the Mizbeach. And the Lashon of the Gemara is his Choyse. We had this in the Gemara yesterday. The Lashon of the Mishnah was, not less HaMachta. Machta already has the word Choyte in it. Uve'ol L'Roysha Mizbeach, V'Choyse V'Yoyer. What means V'Choyse? V'Choyse means that he takes the scoop or the shovel, and he scoops up some of the Gecholim he takes from the top of the Mizbeach. Now everybody knows that you cannot burn incense without having these gecholim. So Bashas, he's going on the top of the Mizbeach, and he takes his scoop to go and scoop up some of those gecholim. He says now, or he has in mind, I hope to use these gecholim and Yet Hashem tomorrow to go and burn the incense of the Ketores. That's a terrible machshava. That's machshava's lina, or machshava of pigel. But he didn't do it Bishas the Chafina, he did it a much earlier stage, Bishas the removal of the Gecholim from the Mizbeach. It'll cool off, it'll be extinguished. But not so much the Shaila, is the time interval.
Is there a distinction? Yeah.
No, it's the same thing. These are just synonyms. What's the difference?
Machshavas Pigel is, I intend to apply, do something tomorrow. Machshavas Lina, I intend to do nothing, to leave it over. Lina is not, is a passive act. Lina is an act of omission. Pigel is an intention to do an act of zrika or achila, chutzuzman. They're different actions. Lina itself means to not do something. Blood is possible lina because it's not or zoe before shira.
You remind me of a shaila that someone came one time to the stipler and he asked him a shaila. And the stipler gave him an answer. So he said to him, I don't understand. Two dinim, it could be like this, it could be like that. How can you go and say that they're the same halacha? So he said to him, let me ask you, young man. If you have a bowl full of noodles and you have cake, is there a difference between noodles and cake? I'm sure there's a difference. What's the difference? This you have to boil and this you have to go and bake. This you prepare with eggs and this you prepare differently with different. This you have to put in yeast and this has to rise. I got 12 differences. What bracha do you make on the noodles? Parmin mezaitis. What difference do you make on the cake? Parmin mezaitis. So you see, mit al chalukim lamaisit has the same din. So getting back to what you're saying. Avada, this is a kum vasei mit rashav al tase. Here he has a machshava, I'm going to be makti tomorrow. On the other hand, the other person has a machshava and says, I'm not going to be makti tomorrow. I'm just not going to be makter today, I'm going to leave it overnight. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Cool. So what does he mean? He's going to be makter tomorrow. See, you're right. It's not the same words, but in the Maisa it comes out the same thing. It's the same bracha. It's the same broch. It's the same broch. It's the same broch. It's the same violation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Right.
Still he's walking to the Kashuk Kodesh.
Right.
I mean,
Gabe is incorrect. Ablamas, this is the din of Machshav is Pigel. By every single carbon. Sinishno by Chafina.
As
the Hamashigana. You're right. Every single carbon. The Kohen does Bishas the Shechita, or Bishas the Zrika, the Locha, the Zrika. He says, I intend doing something tomorrow. I'm going to eat it tomorrow. I'm going to bring it tomorrow. Hamashigana, he's doing it today. Abahat is Hamashav. Anyway, Azoy is the Locha
from Pigel. He's got
to tell you that he had the Machshav. Yeah, it depends whether or not. Very good. Okay, anyway, back to English. Gabba. Not up to the same. Yeah.
Yes, to declare it or
Gabi Afregzai, it's a machloikis rishoinim in the beginning of Masechtas Menuchas. How do you have the machshava? After all, if he's only thinking about it, nobody knows what he's thinking except Rabach machshuvas b'levish v'atzas Hashem. The einzige was weiß da machshuvas, no, the haibishter. So in fact, because of that, many of the Rishonim say that although the Gemara uses the term machshava, the Gemara is really thinking about that he's going to be diboring, he's going to be saying it. Yeah, so the Kohen Gudel, instead of saying, Hini Micham Zimman, I'm going to be makta the Ketoris now, he says, Hini Micham Zimman, I'm going to makta the Ketoris tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully this never happened, but if it happened, that's the shayla. Okay, so now chish v'chatoyis gilcholim. As he's removing the cholim from the mizbeach mal, is this considered to be an avoida where the machshava would passel, or it's only machshirei mitzvah kim mitzvah dami oiloi? Because avada, there's no way of bringing the ketoyis without the gilcholim. But the cholim, that's not the ikker. That's only a machshir. It's a hachana. We have to wait for Leo Novi to be Mefarish to go and tell us. As you know, every time, now we're not talking about chafina, we're not talking about kimitza, regular case of dam. It's a dumb question. If a person wants to go, a kohen who's doing the halacha sadam, he has to take the dam from the makom shechita where he was makabel the dam. He has to take it now to the mizbeach. He's being moilach the dam. In which hand do you think he should be carrying it?
Right.
The right hand, of course, because all avoiders have to be done b'yamin. This guy again is our ipcha mistavra guy that he likes to do everything faket.
The lefty.
See, he's, lefty's a samashala where this could be. But anyway, let's see my righty. But he put in his left hand. A lefty put in the left hand. The masi put in the left hand. Question is, are you yoitzer or you're not? Is it pasul the korban or not? Halacha b'smayil mahu, what's the halacha? It's omel Rav Sheish, I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says that a Mishnah not to some mach to be a mina. V'yesa kaf b'smayiloi. How could he take the kaf b'smayiloi? You know, let's take anything b'smayil. Is the chasimin that lichat chila in a chanam you take be a min? A mahanish kabrei, he did a b'smayil. So here too, if he took a b'smayil, okay. He shouldn't have done it. Ma kolarash. So what is Rav Sheish being poshed? As is kusha. It is kosher. Frank Yimar v'nifshe lehu mehadet nan. Why do we wait until our Mishnah? We had an earlier Mishnah in our Masechta. Remember the Pious Hasheni, when they had 13 Kehanim that was Zoich in the Pious. So then, the first of those that had to take the Evorim to the Kevesh, that first guy took the Roish of the animal b'yamin, and he took the regel of the animal b'smoil. How can you go and take the regel and b'smoil? If you're going to tell me that the smoil hand is no good in b'di'evet, how do you tell him go and take the roish b'yamin and the regel b'smoil? No good. You should make another pious, another guy. Is a charai l'choira that b'smoil is good. So what do you have to wait till our Mishnah that we spoke about? That he took the kaf of the k'tertis b'smoiloi, b'nif shalom yehodit na'an, regel sh'yamin b'smoil. We see that it's kusha. By the way, that Mishnah says, how do you take a b'smoil? You should have the opening to the outside, not to the inside. Okay, anyway, why don't we bring it from there? If I would be learning from that Mishnah, because after all we know that of course Hector Chalom Veivarim is very, very, very important. But what happens if the person left out the Hector Chalom Veivarim? Lemushel, the Ivurim Pedarim got lost, or they became possible Bituma, possible Biyoitse, etc. You can yoitz a carbon without that. Because what is matir machshir the carbon? The zrikas adam. It says, as long as the zrikas adam was done perfectly, even if the avarim bedarim got lost, fell into the oma, whatever, it makes no difference, it's still kusha. Ah, so even nice. If he took him, b'smoil. Because even if it passes, it's still a kushir kapara. When we're talking about the din of the dam to take it to the mizbeach, without that dam, you can't have a zrika. It's ma'akve kapara. And without taking the ketores into the kodesh kedushim, you can't have ketores. So that's ma'akve kapara. About the mind, and maybe there the halacha is taka different. That's why kamash v'lon. That's why we have to bring a raya from our mishnah, not bring a raya from the previous mishnah. Okay, it was a very short Amud. Is another Shaila of Reb Sheshis, which of Reb Sheshis and Reb Papa, which is related. So let's just learn another few lines. It's very, very simple. Again, what did Reb Sheshis say? You're going to miss it, Reb Dovid. It's only 3 minutes. Up to you. Again, what was the Shaila of the Gemara? The Shaila was Halacha b'smoil mahu, and Reb Sheshis was poishit Halacha b'smoil daf mem chesam ed beis. Moyach, you have to use the moyach, the cup. What did Reb Sheshis paskin? It's kushe v'yuch Yusha Bismoil is Kusha. Fighty more Maisve. Habafeirish and Mishnah Nishazar. Which state? Azor, or an Oinen, or a Shikr, or a Balmim, Be Kabbalah, Ube Hoylocha. Our case of Hoylocha. Our case of Hoylocha. Ube Zrika, Possible. All of these guys are Possible. And Vachain Yoshib, Vachain Smile Possible. So what does it say, Befeirish in the Mishnah? Smile by Locha. What's Alocha?
Possible.
By the way, it's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. State is a Braisa, it's Possible. So what did Rav Sheisha say that this is Kusha? Te Yufta. It's what we call a knockout Kasha. That's it. Rav Sheisha is Ogifreit. Ogifreit. State of Befeirish in the Braisa, Smile is Possible. Freit Tigmara. V'Rav Sheishis, who the Oisva, Rav Sheishis knew about this Braisa, and he himself used this Braisa to ask Akasha on Rav Chizda. Where do we find this? The Amor Rav Sheishis l'Amoyra Rav Chizda. Rav Sheishis once asked the Amoyra. Amoyra means his spokesperson, the one that said the Shir out loud for the Oilam. Amoyra Rav Chizda. Boimin Rav Chizda. Let's ask Rav Chizda. Haylocha bizar mal. What's halocha if the haylocha of the dam was not done through a koyin, it was done through a zar? Amalei, so Rav Chizda said, Ksheira is Kusha. Umikra Masayena, even have a Rai from a Pusik, Vayishchatu HaPesach, Vayizriku HaKehana Miyodom, Balviyim Mafshitim. Rashi says that the Rai is, Vayishchatu HaPesach, we know the Shchit is Ksheira Bezohar, Vayizriku HaKehana Miyodom, Zorim Shechted, and the Kehanim took the blood from them, from their hands. Ezach HaSimen, that they did the Kabbalah or the Haylocha. When we talk about Haylocha, so we talk about Haylocha. So we see that Azor did Haylocha, and it's Kusha. Ah, says Rav Chizda, Haylocha bizarre is Kusha, Kusha, Kusha. Moses Rav Sheisha, Rav Sheisha said, Rav Chizda, how did you say that? I have a braisa. Zor, the oinen, shikr, balmim, the kabbalah, baylocha, bezrik is possible. Vechein yoisha, vechein smile is possible. So what's the first word of that braisa? Zor, that did Haylocha, is possible, is shver on Rav Chizda. I don't understand. How does Rav Sheisha bring this braisa as a kashan of Chizda? We use this very braisa to frank up Rav Sheishis. So apparently Rav Sheishis didn't know of the Braisa. Because if he knew of the Braisa, why did he say in today's Gemara that it's Kusha B'smoil? The Braisa says B'feirish V'chein Smoil Possel to Yufta Rav Sheishis. Rav Sheishis knew the Braisa. Efreik Techlegab Edizor. What's going on? Ever the Gemara Basir Shamahad the Oisva. Before he came to today's Gemara, he had not heard of the Braisa. They asked Akasha on his Halacha, on his Halacha of Halacha B'smoil, they asked him from this Braisa. He said, boy, did I get knocked out today in this marriage with a braisa, wow, smile is possible. But now that he had this braisa, a few days later, or a few weeks later, or a few years later, he met the Amor Rav Chizda. He said, do me a favor, ask Rav Chizda, what's halacha by a zor of halacha? So Rav Chizda comes back and said, Kusha, but you should have a pusik, it's Kusha. How do you say it's Kusha? Don't you remember 5 years ago, Mami Gefreit has a knockout kasha from this braisa that says, Befeirish Zor is Pusel. Ah, so Hitaka originally didn't know the braisa. Once we knocked him out with a grand slam homer, he lost, so now he used it again against Rav Chizda. I'm afraid Timar, good. But Rav Chizda Krok Omar, Rav Chizda can bring the pusik, state in the pusik, that these Zorim shechted, and the Kahanim took the blood from their hands. It's a chasimah that they did a maisa haylocha.
The maisa.
The oven maisa itztaba. Itzta means that they stood like a klutz. Klutz means that they didn't move in any direction. So therefore, there was taka kabbalah sadam through a koyin. The koyin said, here, Mr. Shoychet, you have nothing to do now. Please hold on to the mizrik. He just stood there like a klutz. He held it. And then 5 minutes later, the koyin took it from him, did the haylocha, and did the zrika. But the Kuzor himself didn't do any halacha at all, so therefore there's no raya from the pasuk, but the braisa b'feirish that a zor is possible and a smorlish possible.